2 of that 590 show coming at you right here on 590 The Fan. 105.7 AC2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio behind the microphones. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Nick Hand from STLSportsPage.com is going to sit this play out because on the Belmont Automotive phone line is the longtime NBA journalist. If you grew up watching the NBA on NBC like I did, you are no stranger to this man, Peter Vesci. You can follow him on Twitter at PeterVesci1. Peter, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Great to have you back on the air again with us. We really do appreciate it. So, in your opinion, who's had a more easier go of the playoffs so far this year? Has it been Cleveland or has it been Golden State? Because I don't think either team has really broken a sweat.
Yeah, I mean, look, your guess is as good as mine on that one. You know, they're both on cruise control. But my thing is, I think they just ought to forget the regular season, or get rid of those other 28 teams, and let's watch the Cavs and the Warriors play 82 games regular season, and then go to the playoffs and just play four rounds. How's that?
I think there'd be a lot of people down for that.
Yeah, I mean, what a joke watching some of these.
I'm with you. The playoffs this year, I think they've been extraordinarily boring because it just feels like this is just kind of like prolonged foreplay to what's going to be, you know, the Cavaliers versus the Warriors round three.
Well, I mean, look, thank goodness we got two series that are 2-2, and especially Washington and Boston don't seem to like each other very much, and you know you're always thinking there's going to be a fight on the next play. So I mean that is I don't want to say brutality of it because I don't like that, but I like the fact that they're intense and they're not shaking each other's hands like so many of these guys these days. and the Rockets, you know, they should have ended it by now, really, but it's so much of sports is psychological. You know, it's like Toronto knows it can't beat Cleveland with or without Lowry, and Houston just kind of backed off the pedal when Parker went down, and they got beat. So then they got it together again and say, hey, we better get serious here, you know, instead of being delirious. Now, I do think they're going to win the next two games because they're better. They were better going into the series. And the Parker, I told everybody last year, nobody's listening anymore because I'm retired, but I told the three people at my table that Popovich made a big mistake last year, and then he didn't even correct it this year, this summer. He should have gotten a real capable backup for Parker. And I didn't expect him to be hurt, but you know, at his age, you got to think about those kind of things. And,
sure.
And he was very erratic this year, and you know, and even in this series, he was terrible in game one, and then he came back in game two. But that's what you expect that at his age. And so instead of going out and getting an established point guard, you know, Popovich has had to go with a rookie. And Mills isn't Miles rather isn't or is it Mills? I don't even know if it's Mills or Miles, whatever. The Australian kid, he's not a prime time player. He's a backup. You know, he's okay, but they should have gotten one. Instead of getting the point guard that they needed, they signed Gasol, and not a good move. A good move.
Yeah, I think you saw that mistake was a little bit accentuated when with how much Manu Ginobili fell off. You have a backup point guard behind Parker. Maybe that guy can start taking some of Manu's minutes as that spark plug off the bench, maybe in double point guard lineups with Parker. And you can see that right now. I mean, with Manu out of there, they had no spark, you know, in either of those two old guys. They need some more fresh legs there.
And you know what? They knew. Everybody knew Ginobili was basically done. You know, I am such a Ginobili fan, as probably everybody is. And I'll tell you a story. When he was a rookie, I was down in San Antonio, and I went out to eat with Kerr and Ferry, and I had my son with me. So we went out to eat with him, and they brought along Ginobili. And he didn't say a word the whole dinner.
He just sat there, looking at the menu the entire time?
No, he just didn't say a word. I don't know if he could speak English then or not, but it was kind of funny. And then I remember Kerr telling me, you know, like after practice, because they weren't getting too many minutes back then, he said they Ferry and Kerr would play one-on-one. And they said, you know, Ginobili keeps wanting to play, and we're not letting anybody that athletic in our game, you know. So that kind of stands out. You know, look, the guy is just fantastic to watch. But again, Pop made kind of the same mistake as Red Auerbach made when they were, you know, won the titles with Bird, Parrish, McHale, and he was so loyal to those guys instead of moving them for people, you know, younger players and renovate the roster. He stuck with them too long, and that's why, you know, and then of course when Bias died, you know, and then Reggie Lewis died, I mean, you can't, you know, of course those are catastrophes that you never think about, but he should have, you know, obviously if Bias had played, you know, a year or two with Bird and stuff, they might have competed for another title. But still, he stuck with those. McHale was hurt, Parrish was old, and Bird was hurting too. So Pop waited too long. You know,
and speaking of those
now, watch them win the next two games. Yeah.
Watch them win the title because you call them out, Vesci. Don't forget to see it happening.
It's on tape. I hope it's on tape. So throw the tape away.
We'll make sure to burn it.
And don't forget, it's a series against Mike D'Antoni, so God only knows what Pop might pull out. Speaking of those four teams, though, when you talk about the Celtics, the Wizards, and then the Rockets and the Spurs, do any of those four teams have a chance at being the other team in the finals, whether it's opposite the Cavaliers or opposite the Warriors?
You know, I do think they do. You know, I know it's probably, it's blasphemous to say something like that, but I can see the way, I don't believe the Celtics, no, I don't, because you can't win with one guy. And Danny Ainge made that huge mistake in the, you know, this year, not adding to the roster. You know, he did Horford, which was great, but now you see you can't expect Horford to give you, you know, 20-point games or on a consistent basis or anything. So they had a chance at the All-Star game to use one of their draft picks somehow, one of their young players, bring in another established scorer, because, come on, this is the NBA. I mean, I don't care how good that kid is, and I know he got 53, but they'll stop you. They can stop one guy. That's the whole NBA. You know, they have time to prepare. They will stop you. And I don't know what Danny Ainge, you know, I know Van Gundy said it the other day, but I've been saying it for years and years. When you have an opportunity to do something special, you better do everything you can, because, you know, there could be an injury, there could be dissension, there could be a free agency, whatever it is, and you're out. You know, that's it. And you had your shot, and you didn't take it. So huge mistake. And Van Gundy said that the other day, and I totally agree. In fact, he was agreeing with me.
Longtime NBA journalist Peter Vesci joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at PeterVesci1. Peter, the way the Cleveland Cavaliers look going into the playoffs, I don't think anybody really thought they weren't going to come out of the East, but people thought they were going to have some trouble. So far, that hasn't happened. And LeBron James, this is the best LeBron James, I think, has looked in the playoffs since his return to Cleveland. How does this guy continue to find the fountain of youth every single time the playoffs roll around? He has just been tremendous so far this year in the playoffs.
To me, he's playing the same as always. There's no competition yet. So he's not even threatened. You know, he's as great as he is, LeBron has always been very fragile. You know, something goes wrong, or, you know, things get tight. He's got to make that big free throw, or, you know, he's got to make that big three. He tightens up. Seen it. Still see it. But not against Toronto. Not against who? I don't even know who they played in the first round. That's how much I paid attention to that. But they play the Nets. Was it the Knicks? I don't remember.
it was the Bucks.
Yeah, it was the Milwaukee.
Oh,
Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks. You know, Bucks have some talent. Too bad they had, you know, a tremendous injury there, but not threatened at all. And so he is what he is. He's still LeBron. He's still not old. You know, and he's built like Barry Bonds. Come on, I mean, I don't. You know. The only fat that he's got is on his lower lip. What are we talking about here?
That lower lip that kind of seems to protrude every single time the call doesn't go his way, right?
Yeah. But they are beatable because they don't have a big man. So Washington could give them some trouble. There's no question.
They
got a nice bench. They made some right. The GM made some nice moves. Nobody really appreciated them until now. You know, they see what Corver can do. They see what Darren Williams can do. He still can do it. And especially put him next to a LeBron. You know, look at all the guys who played the Bulls, two guard position that won rings because Jordan set them up for jump shots and they hit them. And that's what these two guys are doing, Corver and Fry too. And Shumpert to a lesser degree, but JR certainly capable of hitting the three. So that's what it is. They're like the Bulls with Jordan. But they don't have a big man. Not that the Bulls had one of any consequence, Cartwright was good. Cartwright was good but they didn't have a great center, and this team doesn't even have a center. So I don't know.
Half the league doesn't have a center anymore.
It's all been kind of positionless basketball now. You just run your five best guys out there regardless of the position they play.
Yeah, and it's all LeBron, what he can set up with them. And so somebody's got to be smart enough to take the ball out of his hands. But of course, Kyrie is great. You know, they were always talking about these guys on TV. It goes by. They're such reactionaries. You know, now it's John Wall, who's the greatest point guard in the East.
He was tremendous yesterday. I had so much fun.
He is.
I had so much fun watching John Wall play yesterday.
But let me tell you, he's a loose cannon, so he could go off the deep end. But I'm always wary of a guy, who thinks he's a superstar. He sees himself as a superstar. Like, when he's out in L.A. this year, I was told, before the game, he's sitting on the bench with sunglasses on. Come on, John. Come back to us. Kyrie deserves to be in that greatest point guards too. I mean, he's got a ring, and who's stopping him lately? So Wall, and that's going to be a tremendous matchup. I'll definitely tune in for that one. But I'd rather have Kyrie have the ball than LeBron.
One last one. We'll get you out of here, Peter. Earlier today, and I know this guy's got to be driving an old-timer like you up the wall, and that's LaVar Ball. But today he made a comment. I mean, the shoes are stupid. The stuff with Michael Jordan's dumb. But today he made a comment that I actually think is a lot more prevalent with the lottery being 8 days away. He said on Fox Sports Radio today, he said, it doesn't matter if he criticizes Lonzo's teammates when he gets to the NBA. Now, that's the one thing where I think he could actually affect Lonzo's career is if he's actively using Lonzo's platform to criticize his teammates in the NBA. How does that usually go for a family member who wants to get after a player, the teammates of the player? How's that going to go for Lonzo?
This guy is all together off the wall. If I'm a team, there's no way I touch this kid. I don't care how good he is, because you're going to get his father. And you want that father being around all the time? No, thank you. Come on, man. Not a chance. I wouldn't take that kid. And you know what? He wasn't good enough to take his team to a championship. So what's he gonna do in the NBA? Is he going to be coachable? Father and the son needs to be slapped around.
And that's the audio clip I was looking for. Thank you, Peter.
Peter, I nominate you to do it. You got some of that, that New Yorker in you, man. Those L.A. guys, they need some of that New York attitude, don't they?
No, I think that's what got Biggie in trouble. No, I don't think I'm going to deal with that.
We'll end the interview on that note. Peter Vesci, you remain one of my favorites covering the National Basketball Association. We appreciate your time as always, sir, and enjoy watching the playoffs. We'll have you on again for the finals.
No, next time, let's talk some Fly Williams. I mean, you see what happened to him. I mean, how can you not talk about Fly?
That's a good point.
Okay.
Peter,
that's my boy.
Peter, have a great night. Boy.
Take it easy.
That is Peter Vesci, longtime NBA journalist. You can follow him on Twitter at PeterVesci1.
We got to get you some St. Louis Spirits video before next time you interview him, Matt.
Oh, we'll have to pull some.
We got to get you some Fly Williams.
let's head back to that 590 Show Sports Update Desk on our very own Matt Rocchio.
And in action right now, it's the Capitals and the Penguins. And the Capitals have taken the lead with under a minute left to go in this first period. The Capitals up 1-0 over the Penguins behind a TJ Oshie power play goal, 12:41 into the first period. Earlier today in baseball news, Cubs starter Brett Anderson was sent to the disabled list for back issues. Mets manager Terry Collins talked about how they hope they will have Matt Harvey ready to start on Friday over Milwaukee after his curious suspension. And earlier today, St. Louis native Ryan Howard was cut from his minor league contract by the Braves after hitting just 182 with one home run and five RBI in 11 games down at Triple-A Gwinnett. And closing out tonight's slate, it will be the Golden State Warriors and the Jazz. It's a late game on the docket as the Warriors go for a four-game sweep of Utah in their second-round series. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming back, more fun with our friend Nick Hand from SCLSportsPage.com. We're going to find out how much different is this Blues team going to look next season. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.